Praise be Jesus and Mary. Just a welcome again to everyone to this retreat on heroic virtue. And we begin by celebrating this Mass in honor of all saints. This is a votive Mass in honor of all saints because we want to surround ourselves with this great cloud of witnesses and be aware of their presence, and also to be aware of our final goal, where we should have our eyes and our hearts set on. So we sang the hymn as we came in for all the saints, and for that reason we didn't recite the entrance antiphon. But the entrance antiphon for the Mass says, "The souls of the saints are rejoicing in heaven." And that is so important to remember. The souls of the saints are rejoicing in heaven. We find ourselves down here below in what the Salve Regina calls the Valley of Tears. Okay, we are wayfarers on the journey, pilgrims passing through. And again, always important to remember that. And so God bless you for coming on this retreat, because it is by making a retreat that we remind ourselves of the reality in which we are living. Okay, the hustle and bustle of daily life, work and family and all of those things can really tend to distract us, and not to mention all of the enticements of the world that are out there. So again, what a great grace to come on retreat, to put all of those things out of our mind and behind us, and to, as you have done, you've ascended this holy mountain to come into this chapel and celebrate this Mass. So the souls of the saints are rejoicing in heaven, and this is that great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us. All of those brothers and sisters of ours, because we are united in this family of God, who have gone before us and are interceding for us and are eagerly awaiting our entrance into heaven as well. And so this work of salvation and sanctification is primarily the work of God. That's what the first reading for today's Mass affirms. Salvation comes from our God, who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb. Again, the opening prayer says that God is the fount of all holiness. And then in a few minutes, we'll be praying the preface of the Mass. And that says, "In crowning the merits of the saints, you crown your own gifts." Okay, so this is all primarily the work of God. But it's also true that we need to do our part. Do you think God is going to fail to do his part? St. Paul in his letter, first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 3 says, "This is the will of God, your sanctification." That's the will of God. So we can be guaranteed that God will infallibly do his part. But will we do our part? Because the prayers of the Mass and the readings also make mention of our part, right? The opening prayer talks about us asking God to make us each walk worthily in our vocation, right? We need to do this walking. Archbishop Thompson recently spoke about, just really quoting Pope Francis, about this word accompaniment for those who find themselves in particular difficult circumstances. It could be even not in good standing with the church. And he talks about accompaniment, which he says means movement. We need to be moving. Because the spiritual life is not static. There's no stable ground. There's no safe ground, so to speak. We are either making progress and going forward, or we're going backward. And so we need to have our eyes in the front, and we need to be walking, or also, as the scripture talks about it, keeping our hands to the plow. and not looking back, but going forward. So we need to walk, but not only do we need to walk, we also need to run, right? We need to run. That's what the preface of the Mass talks about. Again, we go there. It says that we may run as victors in the race before us and win with them, all of the saints, the imperishable crown of glory. Do you feel like you are walking or running in your spiritual life? Or do you feel like you're stagnant, or even worse, going backward? Right? We need to have this sense of striving and working to cooperate with our Lord and His grace, and to be always going forward. And so we ask our Lord for all of these graces to make us worthy and to help us persevere in our vocation. And we also want to turn to Our Lady, the Queen of all saints. Especially this weekend, we find ourselves at this retreat center, which is dedicated to Our Lady under the title Mother of the Redeemer. And so we want to grab her hand, so to speak, and allow her to lead us through the meditations this weekend, giving us all of the graces that she wants to give us, and then continue to lead us throughout our lives to bring us to our heavenly homeland. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.